there are many things about North Korea that we don't understand and we really haven't tried to understand in the West.
That's Glenn Page, UH Manoa Professor Emeritus of Political Science, founder and chair of the Center for Global Non-Killing. A participant in the Korean War, Page has studied the Korean conflict for 63 years. He's visited North Korea 5 times and was in the United Nations General Assembly in 1973.
At that time, the North Korean delegation stated that the North Korean People's Assembly had made 135 peace proposals to the U.S. Congress and had never received a single reply.
Page recalls a proposal by former North Korean President Kim Il-sung.
This was something very, very important. It happened in 1980.
President Kim Il-sung proposed a 2-state Democratic Republic of Korea, nuclear-free and without foreign troops or bases.
Now, that's the grandfather of Kim Jong-un. Now, if he wanted to follow up his grandfather's prescription here, it abolished the nuclear weapons.
Page says the U.S. only agreed to talk with North Korea after nuclear weapons entered the picture.
But up to that time, they asked many, many times to speak to us, to develop good relationship, and we said no.
We have stuck in this circle so long, 500 years of modern history full of blood.
Dr. Mao Rung-jung teaches political science at Creighton University and is director of the Asian World Center there. He was in Honolulu recently to celebrate the launch of a new book, Non-Killing Korea. Jung decries nation states that put politics over citizens.
The state get people engaged in war, lost their sons and daughters. For what? We cannot stand this anymore.
North Korea wants 2 things. It's very simple. It's not complex. They want a peace treaty with the United States, and they want diplomatic recognition. One idea that seems to me worth pursuing is a United Nations-centered peace settlement conference. There has been so much utter hostility. So what we need is empathy toward North Korea.
To that end, Shwam Evans-Ping is director of Page's Center for Global Non-Killing.
One of the books we published last year, Non-Killing Psychology, brings together an extensive array of researchers on psychology, on neuroscientists, and it's more than proven that our body is really wired to generate empathy, to generate that connectedness to others. And this is actually a biological factor. In fact, what neuroscientists have been telling us for the past 20 years or so is that much of the violence that takes place in our societies has a lot to do with early childhood education.
Ping contends a profound growth in human productivity has roots in today's incremental changes.
The military could actually be transformed to an institution based on protecting life, involved with humanitarian missions, with disaster relief. At the individual level, how families relate to their children, how communities become more linked, even how food production becomes more local. There has to be a change at the individual level, at the community level, and at the society as a whole.
The UNESCO Charter says since wars begin in the minds of men, it is in the minds of men that the defenses of peace must be constructed. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.